You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
As we gather here at HSM, we hope that you see and feel that we are all about connecting with God, connecting with others, and we hope that as you're here, you're experiencing the goodness of the Lord, you're experiencing community in a way that you want to connect others with God. And so for the next few minutes, I'm just going to open up the Word, and we're going to talk about what we are doing tonight. So every time we gather together as an HSM family, it's our intention that we are worshiping God. And worship means reverence. It means respect, and it means our full devotion. And our student leaders and our student worship team tonight are leading us in a night focused on musical worship, but also different forms of worship. And so let's have some people bravely raise their hand. Raise your hand if you've ever wondered in your life, why do we sing when we get to church together? Has anyone ever felt just me and Blake? Okay, we're not alone. Yeah. A question that can come up is, okay, I love that we're at church together. I love that we get to hang out. But why do we take time every time we gather to sing songs? And the reason why we do that is because God's word tells us that God delights when we sing. God delights when we shout, when we clap, and when we dance as worship to him. Psalm chapter 27, starting in verse 1, the psalmist says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And then skip down to verse 4 with me. "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord." I love this psalm because in verse 1, it talks about who God is. He's our light and our salvation. And when we know who God is, it's a natural response for us to worship him. It's kind of like, do you remember when you go to the doctors and sometimes they make you sit down on that like crinkly paper and then they hit your knee with their little hammer looking thing? And then, yeah, what happens? You could do it to your neighbor. Cole just did it to Brayden. When the doctor hits your knee, a natural reflex is that your foot kicks out. And it's kind of like that. When we really encounter God, it's our natural response to worship him. Our singing pleases God. And so if you love God, if you are a Christian, every time we're together, I want you to practice making music as unto the Lord. And I know that it can be awkward. I remember growing up, I put my faith in Jesus when I was in fifth grade. And even though I didn't really understand musical worship, even though I didn't have the best voice, I loved when we sang. And so I grew up in this like itty bitty church, and I remember having like the hymnals out, if anyone grew up with those choir books. And I remember just singing like with my whole heart. And I don't think I've ever told anyone this story, but I remember one Sunday morning, I was singing. And I looked up, and like these other like girls in youth group were pointing at me and laughing. And I remember like shedding my hymnal and like putting it down and just being so embarrassed. But when we worship together, you know, it wasn't okay what they did. But when we're worshiping, it's not about what the people next to us think. We're really worshiping for an audience of one, and that's God. But when we do worship together in a safe community like this, a safe Christ-centered community, it's actually the safest place for us to worship. And something that Blake has talked to me about is if it's hard for us to worship God in a room full of Christians, it's going to be way harder for us to worship God out in the world with people who don't know him or respect him. And so this is kind of like practice. This is kind of like training ground. Every time that we worship God through song, it's an opportunity for us to grow our faith and be bold for Jesus. And God delights in the music we make for him, no matter what it sounds like. And so tonight, we really want to challenge you. If you usually kind of whisper so that nobody else hears your voice, we want to challenge you to really sing. If you've thought about raising your hand in worship, but you're nervous about what other people think, I want you to remember that what you do with your posture and your body while you worship is really just reflective of what's going on in your heart. And so if you are in surrender in your heart to Jesus, if you are in full devotion to him, then raise your hands. And at the same time, as our worship team begins to make their way on stage, at the same time, if worship is devotion, then it's more than just the songs that we sing. It's about our heart, and true worship is a lifestyle. It's not just 10 minutes that we take to sing every time we gather. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Worship involves not just our voices, but our actions and decisions day in and day out. And so as we stand together as an HSM family, would you stand with me? We're going to sing our first song to the Lord. We're going to make a joyful noise unto him. And after this first song, our student leaders will explain some different worship stations that we have set up throughout the room. And all of tonight, from the music to the stations to the life groups, is designed to help us worship God with our whole lives. And so, with that, can we make some noise for the Lord and let's jump into worshiping him together?